Du machst auch mal ein paar mehr Schäume?
Ja.
Okay. Und machst auch mal ein paar mehr Schäume bei Hulu. Probi Arnuk, in der Pyrrhus, soll ich kach nicht mehr so ein Mars für ein paar mehr Schäume. Es ist ein Zwar, leu mal Klau, so ein Schul sind nicht mehr so ein paar Schäume. Aber der Kutschbach, who certainly wouldn't do anything that the Tafkid was for Einish. Das Einish is only, dims of something else. So, Ella Shamanu, Shemizid Nilmoid, Kima Shanira Basarma Morris, by Efsha Shia Nivra Bemai Mechot, Raksali Hoyla Oilam Kolkach Madrigo Yonik Doisha, Vim Kane, Kasha Nivra Basarma Morris, Mizid Tilmoid, Shashem is Bok Nivra Shem Yoisa, Kasha Machrivin Ho Oilam Shnivra Basarma Morris. So what he's saying is that Tachlis teaching us with how many mamars was Nivra allows us to understand that how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be tevei for us, you know, because of the Asar mamars. Danke, Ena Pirsch, so kachoy asur, deris idea zeh. So over there, it doesn't mean that he just let it wait for 10 deris so that we would have a, you know, so that we would learn a lesson. Certainly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it b'mishpat and so on. Rak, mashoy asur, deris moram noyach, min dova zeh neida shuiz baruch erich hapayim. Malkach ha-pirash noit. So, we learn from this Indian that we have a mahalach of 10 where you have 9 plus 1. Let's talk a little about this point, maybe. I guess by us, it's, I can't say what day it is. By us, it's already probably after plaque, so I would run into problems with Sfira. But Akapon Rav Shimba Yechoy's contribution to the world of Torah, in other words, that home of Chochmas Pnim that we talk about, and what it helps. So really there's, it's one of those things where you ask yourself, what's the point of knowing something that you're not going to get a real ta'elus from it? There's not really any halachas that come out of it, or not supposed to be any halachas that come out of it. Maybe you can say that, I'm sorry, maybe you can say that there's a ta'elus for a certain level of lifnim eshur hadin, which is wonderful, but then on the other hand, you don't have any inyan of, you know, so what? I mean, so fine, we know such a mahalas. But what does the mahalas give you more? What does it add more than doing anything else? Than just not knowing it? It's really a shayla to understand, and certainly they have such prominence, this chelik of Torah, and the Gra, all the Gdalayim, for this was for them a primary isuk. So the inyan is the understanding of what the how each prat in the world is miskasha to something higher. In two ways. First of all, like he says over here, the maral, each and every mimer tells me that each piece is important. It's chashev. It tells me that the ribuy ha-pratim is not copies of the same thing. If the ribuy ha-pratim were just a HaKadosh Baruch Hu who has a lot of animals, like I guess let's take a shitkis, take a look at Ratzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zakin Yisrael Lefikach Hevram Torah Mitzvah. So a lot of mitzvahs, a lot of Torah. So okay, you know, if somebody serves you, if somebody's at a smorgasbord and they have all sorts of different things, it's not considered a particular mile on a person The ghost takes a lot of pieces. It doesn't take everything. You know, say, okay, there's no need to take everything. It's, you know, a lot of nice things take. So there's certainly no need to take all of it. When a person gets a prescription for medication, or better yet, if not many medications, but he gets one prescription, has many ingredients with many steps, nobody will say, well, the medication has many ingredients. It's not the chlal, a din in the pratim. It's a din in the ribui, and it's a din of all the pieces together forming a certain compound, and it's that compound that's the refuah. The asara that we're talking about here, the asara mamarim of the world, tell me that each one is unique in how it adds up to the 10. So just like if a person comes into a place where there's a minyan, there's 10 people there, and he says, you know, there are 10 other people, there are 9 other people here. If I leave, so I'm only making the minyan small. I'm not. I'm making no minyan. So every single, by telling me that there are 10 mamaras, it tells me in effect that each mimer is very, very chashiv. The same thing is true with the Asara Doris. The Asara Doris is the pshat. Each and every door has in itself an akuda, an inyan, that is A, it's misakin, it adds, and also the reverse is every single chalik of the ten doiris could possibly bring about the Yeshua. If I can give a marshal for it, it's just like in when you have a plant and you take any one of the halakim, so you can grow a plant be'etzem from any chalik of the plant. Some are easy, some are harder, but mitzad the koyach halada, it lies in each every one. So when Kadosh Baruch Hu waited for 10 doiris, it means that any one door could have done what it takes to redo the entire thing. And so if it was just, if they were disconnected, so let's say I have 10 different jobs, and it's each one pays $100, if I didn't do 6 of them, the other 4 is going to give me maximum $400. But if it's one job, and I can start from different pieces, and different halakim of it can make the difference, then I'm able to, then I can, each door, in 10 doiris, each door could have made the mapecha that would have been misak the other doiris. I guess if you want to, apply it, a person comes around and says, you know, I mean, I've heard this question a few times, but there were so many great, wonderful Darius Mashiach didn't come in. What makes you think he would come in this door? The answer is, each door has a Pesach to be attacking the other doors. There's a certain, when it says that it takes schar for all the Darius, it doesn't just mean that it's like winner take all. It means that he was mistaken what the other doors had left, not mistaken. And yes, it's going to be a mahalach of this door, but every single person can do it. We take the other doors as well. So in the minion of doors, 10 doors waiting, it's the same minion. The doors together form a certain mahalach. On the one hand, you need all the doors to be tikkun. Each door has its chalik that is mistaken. But there's also the kayak of echad in each one, that each Malachim, and the avoid of it is called being Meyached Yehudim. It means the understanding of how all the pieces are going to come together. So the Mahalach of Nikla goes Milamal Lamata, which is a differentiation of the different halachim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Tayag Mitzvahs, and each mitzvah has many, many, many halachim to it, and the division, the halachim, to be mefaret, each one, each prat, and understand its din, that's the work of halacha. And that's appropriate. But now I need to understand, if I leave it just like that, then I don't see the picture of Hashem Echad. How from Hashem Echad did there come out many, many different halachas, many pertei dinim? How did it become pratim? And each one, it doesn't seem like it starts the other one. So the chachma, what we call Kabbalah, chachma sapnim, of the nista, is a mahalach where we take all the mitzvahs that we have and we try to take them back to the shoresh. And when we take it back to the shoresh, we are putting it together back to echad. The miyached yehudim means that we take the pratim and bring them back to being in a state of echad, achdus, whatever it is. The word sphira has another connotation to it. The word sphira is, the Gemara dashes, is sphiras dvarim. In other words, in a get, you can't just write Hariat Mekudeshes. In the word sefer, it says that you need to have sphiras dvarim, which means itemization. I have to write that I'm letting you go and you're free to marry whoever you want, and the whole nusach falls under the category of sphiras dvarim. So the word sphira means counting, but much more than counting, it means itemization. That's the real meaning of it. So when a person is mafrit something to prutos, means he reduces it to the simplest unit. A pruta is an individual unit, and it's the smallest unit that has a din moment on it. So when a person is safer something, we think of it just in terms of the counting. Really, what you're doing is you are reducing it to the pratim. This thing has 1,000 pratim to it. The chachmas, so the chachma of Nim includes two parts. One is identifying all the pratim. And when you identify it that way, as opposed to halacha, there's no inyan of two. Once you're down to two different pratim, they have no shaykh to each other. So I can't call these pratim. These are all different halachas. The word piste halacha means where you cut. The word psak means you cut something off. So I have a klal, and I'm done in a certain case. And when I have this halacha in this case, that becomes a piste halacha. It becomes set, and that's it. When I say l'shem yichud, when I'm mizbeinin in how this thing connects to something else, then I am reversing the process, and I'm saying which sphere does this come from? Which sphere doesn't? Which sphere means where on the total picture does it belong? Being that all the spheres are interlocked with each other, so by identifying where it is, I understand where it checks everything else. It's very, very interesting. The Ramchal, whose yard set actually is Chafavir, Ramchal has in his Derech Hashem, like bits and pieces, it's not like details. And the mind gets very tired of it, and the mind likes to see a big picture and so on and so forth. That's one nekuda that he's malda. Another nekuda that he says there, Der Chaim, is that each and every that a lot of the meaning of the prat lies in the klal. For instance, Mashiach. Now, I can talk about Mashiach and all the details of Mashiach, but what does it belong to? Is a Mashiach the schar of the world? Is it Mashiach the tikkun of the world? Is it Mashiach? What is it exactly? He says every detail gains a lot of its meaning when you look at it in the bigger picture. So the bigger picture here is so that's why he maps out his Derech Hashem. But what's interesting is it's a remez on a much deeper Indian. It's very typical Ramchal. It makes a lot of sense in the context of the Sefer. It's not a Kabbalah Sefer. It's supposed to be a Kabbalah Sefer. It's a Sefer that deals with the Inyanim of Emunah and Ikre Emunah and so on and so forth. And then he says, but in order to understand these things, you need to understand them from a bigger structure. I want to dwell on this point a minute as well. The If I ask you for a description of Reuven, so one person will tell me Reuven is tall, one person will tell me he's white, one person will tell me he has a scar on his forehead, one person will tell me he walks slowly, one person will tell me he, I don't know, whatever. All of those things do not be'echreach have one marker and one shoresh. These are 10 different descriptions about a person, and that's fine. Connected. A psychologist, or let's say a doctor, or a psychologist even better, when they're describing a certain ailment, and they say the symptoms of this ailment is X, Y, and Z, you're going to understand that there must be a common denominator where all these things are coming from. Because if a sickness like this causes all these things, so where's the common shayrish that all these things are effects of it? And so in psychology, we expect to have that when a person is has some sort of psychological issue and has different manifestations, we're going to try to understand this is all part of his need for security, need for this, need for that. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu's emuna was haphazard, believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one, believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is invincible, believe Torah, believe Moshe, believe this, believe that. And which is really what, I guess, in a sense, the Sfarim that argued about the Gimel Ikrim, meaning they wanted to arrange it differently, was more than anything else, they felt that Yud Gimel is haphazard. There's no rhyme or reason to Yud Gimel. It's like, yes, they don't connect. It requires, it's not a structure, Yud Gimel. It's neither here nor there. So it's all sorts of things we need to believe in. There's a sense that is chisar be'etzim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one. Then the beliefs in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we'd expect to also be one. A person who is whimsical, a person who has mishrias, today I feel like eating this, tomorrow I want to do this, then the next day I'm acting this way. So I chalk it off because people are... on a person, I wouldn't expect it. But when you talk about a Muni, you talk about Ikka descriptions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you would expect those Ikka and Yanim to be Kshurim to be together one point. Not there's a Mashiach, there's a Tchis HaMeisim, there's a Torah, there's this and that. It all should come together, because if not, then Chas HaShalom, we talk about having many sides of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I think the Ramchal sense this Nekuda even by just pasha the logical exposition of your Grey Muna, that they need to be in Mahalchim of coming together one shot. So a Sefer Derech Hashem, his approach to it,
that all the pieces need to come together. First of all, I think the Ramchal understood that that's the emes that's required in mitzad the pshuta shel advarim, that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one, so the inyanim about HaKadosh Baruch Hu are all coming to one focal point. Two, since his meram is on a deeper inyan, that mitzad the panimius hamitzvah sabim sabriya, all pieces come together, because if Hashem is echad, whatever he did is echad, then certainly in an area like this, we need to find it mitzad the panimius advarim. So say mitzad the chitzenis advarim, say mitzad the panimius advarim, they need to be miskasha into one area, into one unit. So the Mishnah here, they're listing all these asaras, say asar mamaris, and say the you see it mitzad, the mamaris are 10 and the niskasha is 1, and this is just different than days, which are 7 days. How come you have 7 days and 10 mamaris? And the reason at least why it's not a kasha from one to the other is because the gilui of a rutzen in a pu'ula isn't that miradaska. Lamashla, if I see somebody does something, I can only guess at what's behind it. And I can't say, when I see somebody do different things that don't seem to be kosher one with another, and strange, I can be chayshes he's a madman, but I can't say it with ados. But if a person says things that makes no sense, that don't come together, then I could be kaveh he's a madman. In other words, the gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is rotten within the Bria is through deeper in Amir Dafka. So there are 7 days, Chases made Bracious, 6 days in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu did Bracious, six is the size of a solid, so a chayfetz, an Olam HaMais has six sides to it, plus one nekud of Pnimius, that's the seventh day, and that's the Pnimius that's Ma'achir on the Chalakim. But when I'm talking about being able to be ma'achir it, that's only shayach when I have the dibur. When I have a HaKadosh Baruch Hu's diburim, that's where I can have different yichudim. That's where I can understand. Since I had them all as the rutzen of one being, I must have had them as part of everything else. So it's dafkin dasarim amaris that you get the echad that's mekasher it all. This was the chachma that Shimon Chaim brought out to the world, is an understanding in the most fundamental way possible where each chelik is nitfas, where each prat of the bria, how to define in what sense is it a prat, and he also taught a derech how to bring the pratim together, how to show what the tzuras adam, the kol yusin, looks, and where each piece fits in on that. Any questions?
Just, it's like sort of a little bit related. What's the cheshbon that a person has to learn Teres HaNigla first and Teres HaNista? Is it because it's a maturity of Seichel? Is there something else to it? Why is it B'dafka?
At the most practical level, it's a maturity of Seichel, yes. That's 100% correct. I have no qualms about saying that. But I think on a little bit of a deeper oifin, when you're talking philosophy, it's like the old time philosophers who spoke in the Luften, they spoke about science. Does a circle like to be this way or that way? At the end of the day, it's describing a mitzvah. And if a person doesn't inherit the mitzvah hamitzvah enough, then he's really, really. If Kabbalah becomes an entity in itself, minutik from halacha, it's a big kilkul. It's a kilkul mitzvah, the havanas advarim. It's a kilkul mitzvah, the maisa advarim. At the end of the day, the chachma, that we have no chachma that goes directly in luften to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All our chachma is just description, like I said before, how the different halakim are miskasha. So I need to be thinking that way. I need to understand it, that it's halakim that are miskasha, as opposed to just bits and pieces, to just philosophy and something up the air.
Mm-hmm.
Can I just ask one other thing?
Sure.
We mentioned that if a Rasha gives birth to a tzaddik, it must be that there was some type of bekayach, some. I'm just trying to understand. We do find this, you know, mi'iten tar, mi'tamein. Why, when it comes to tzidkus and rishus, I mean, tzaddik v'rasha leka amar, the Gemara says, why does it have to be that there was some nakuda in the Rasha?
You see that there's a lot of times in the Kuda Tayyar of Genuza in a tzaddik, in a Rasha, that, you know, to stay, like it says by Lloyd Schnee, Pratis Tayyar, by Amin Amoyev, that I want to take out from here. So that means there was this Nakuda was latent somehow. How does that stim with the lack of, with Pchirasan, I'm not sure. We are talking about potential only. Of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not machriya, that Rus would have done it. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu said there's a potential for a very big neshama there. So it's something. Maybe it's just the level of potential that's unusual. I don't know.
Right.
Okay.
Shkoyach.
Shkoyach.
Okay. Bye.